From James to Alice by Patrice Chaplin. With Morag Hood as Victoria, Teresa Stretfield as Sylvia, Margot Boyd as Victoria's mother, and John Rowe as Jerry.
Time when we were 12?
Never.
Not why. Do you remember we had the growing up club and put all our money in a box to buy makeup and clothes? You kept measuring yourself for even a hint of what the boys liked.
They always liked your sister.
Do you remember that boy in Lansdowne Park when we were home for the holidays?
No. We'd better get back and get on with things. Oh. Your mother's looking rocky, Viv. Oh. There's over 700 here. Marquee reception at Earl Bonham Hayes. Well, well.
Mother got her way about that, too. Jerry says if she wants all these crowd pullers, she should remarry.
How do they get on?
Hate at first sight. Well, as you know, Mummy was originally set on St. Margaret's Westminster. Jerry wouldn't have any of that, so it's St. Margaret's Hazelmere, but grand. She's combing the country for suitable aristocrats. She's got the photographers from the glossy mags. My sister Mary's bringing a tycoon from New York.
When is she getting here?
Any time. Well, Jerry wanted something modest in his Oxford church. They don't get on, Mummy and Jerry. I got them together too early.
You'd better order the champagne on a sale or return basis.
That's a laugh. One thing you can say about Jerry's academic lot, they're all alcoholic. I must remember another dress fitting for Tuesday.
Did Jerry's son arrive?
With wife, Lily, and child.
And?
Oh, it was a dreadful day.
I thought it was rather beautiful. All that sun.
That made everything worse, the exquisite weather. It demanded some response, adventure, gaiety. The sunlight gave every nondescript thing mystery. Even the dustbins looked interesting. There are those who can deal with spring and those who can't.
What's the sun like?
Executive. He's only 24. His positive thinking will wrench the best from any situation. Matching wife Lily from Boston, holding hands beneath trees loaded with blossom. They certainly rose to the challenge of the day. The sky was so dazzling it made my heart ache.
Mm, what does Lily do?
Signs at all times. She's very clever. She was one of Jerry's students when he taught in California. She's a bit older than Simon.
Do you want these old film mags?
I kept thinking about my childhood. I didn't feel separate from beautiful days then. Did you?
I don't remember. Black spring. It's quite common.
Oh, and the grandchild. Jerry is besotted by her. He carried her around the rose garden. The thing is, he has genuine physical ability. He can touch people, hold them. If you see the way he held Simon, I mean, I wouldn't touch one of my family except in a national emergency. And I couldn't stop watching him. He's like a film star. He always gets the maximum attention. There's no such person as a stranger for Jerry. For me, that black Sunday, there was nothing but strangers. Started about breakfast time. A black edge around my thoughts, like the beginning of a migraine.
A little drink would have helped. A little drink would help now, come to think of it.
White, red, Scotch, vodka.
I never drink spirits during the day.
A bottle of wine, or a glass or what?
Well, a bottle. Might as well. Save going down for more.
You have heard of that black thing?
Working in casualty? Oh, I've heard of everything.
It was like a black hole at the edge of my mind.
It was Sunday, V. Sundays like Christmas are special for neurotics. Let's get that little drink.
Quiet as they go past Tommy's door. Has he got the engagement ring yet?
Well, has he? What's it like?
Silver with a single diamond.
The big thing should be simple.
He likes Lily, you know. I tried to be positive about it. After all, I was rather privileged, witnessing real sensual love at a family get-together.
Why didn't you join in?
Join in? I'm not a fool. Their enjoyment in each other was so practiced, so harmonious. It was like a regional dance. You're born with the talent to do it, or you leave it alone. A display of physical intimacy has not been a requirement in this house, I can tell you. As far as I know, nobody ever touched except in anger. Greetings and farewells were ghastly occasions. The only people I wanted to be kissed by were film stars.
You are on about the past. It's all you've talked about.
Dear Ambrose, thank you for the tablecloth. What an exceptional design. It's been much admired. Jerry and I look forward to seeing you on the 23rd. I hope all goes well with you and your life is prosperous. Oh, how pompous. Dear Ambrose, the tablecloth is lovely. Lily has such lovely skin, lustrous. And that marvellous bosom. For a minute, she looked as though she was going to grab Jerry. She thought better of it and sat down by her husband, out of trouble. What is Jerry underneath all that charm? If I try to probe, he closes up like a crab and scuttles away. He doesn't like questions, only answers. He wants peace, and will do more or less anything to get it. But under that...
Here's the post.
Your mother says don't forget the presents for the bridesmaids. You've got to give them lunch. Oh, she's far too fat.
It's a glam.
Come on. Fat like that can't get there all by itself. When did I last see her? Before I went to Africa. In 7 months, she's put on several stone.
I don't think she cares, not since he died. Poor mummy. She never expected he'd go first.
I think Jerry has upset her.
Tell me something new.
He rang from Oxford, apparently, and said he wanted a simple service in his local church. She discouraged that. I must say, she's an expert in discouragement.
Lucy Bonham Hay wants Jerry and me to go for dinner next Thursday, a party at the Dinner Rocks, full dress. Jerry won't be bothered with that. Last week, the issue was the American ambassador. Mummy thought Jerry should invite him. After all, Jerry's big in America. He refused. He's refused to rope in several distinguished guests.
Why?
To get the better of Mummy.
I thought he was highly social.
Not at all. The dressing up and going out is for me.
What does he do, then? He doesn't lecture much anymore.
Just gardening, mending things, shopping with Colin, the houseboy. He's not glamorous at all. He chooses frugality and always has a good day. I'm surprised he can feel so good on so little.
What sort of wedding do you want?
Oh, I don't know. I could do without the drama.
But there's always drama around you.
Don't I know it?
Always other people's.
Well, that's what Alex used to say. He said I should make my own, then there wouldn't be room for other people's.
Invite him?
Oh, yes.
I mean, he's used to weddings. He married again.
So I heard.
Do you ever think about him?
I've got to get these letters off.
He plays the penniless artist stimulated by the gutter of life, yet he always marries titled women with money.
Yes, he's never far from a hot bath and a wheeler's lunch. My father would have approved of Lily, you know. What he'd call a real woman, faultless hormones, a shimmering smile. Physical beauty on that scale makes me rather quiet. Who's this from? A postcard from the First World War.
Do you collect them?
1915. Oh, Toulouse, from France. Entente cordiale, from James to Alice. Dear Alice, I write you these few lines to let you know I got your letter and I'm glad to know you're well at home. Tell Lil I had no word from my pal yet. If you can, would you send me some cigarettes, as we can't get any here? Mm. Think of me from your loving sweetheart, James Hamilton. Mm. I didn't realise they wrote in pencil. Whoever sent it to me forgot to put their name.
Where's the envelope? Where is it posted?
London, NW5. I don't know anyone there.
Typed. I saw an article about Jerry in The Guardian. Do you think he will settle in America?
Oh, you're going back to Africa. He's visiting professor at UCLA just for a year.
You can tell from his photograph he's a good lover. Wonderful vital responses. Stamina.
You sure can get a lot from a photograph, Sil. You'll have to meet him.
That promise even sounds empty.
Oh, yes. Like the wine. That black feeling I described, you're sure you've heard of it. Well, what caused it?
The sun.
The sun? What has Simon got to do with me?
Sitting in the sun. If you overdo it, you get chilled and feel a bit funny. Especially if you've been drinking. I know.
I can see why so many people have no time for hospitals.
What do you think the Iranians are going to do now? Well, it'll mean war, certainly.
I don't know anything about it.
You sound as though the Iranian crisis is your fault.
Don't know anything about it? You don't even seem to know the alarming facts. What does Jerry say? Whatever does he find to talk to you about?
I'm all right when I'm screwing. Don't worry, he hasn't got around to my vertical inadequacies yet.
Your father would have something to say about it if he was alive.
You mean that the Iranians, my disgusting outbursts, are not allowed to register, therefore they do not exist.
Dense always has been. Her sisters were bright, thank God.
I'm familiar with the cutting-off technique. My father uses it. Mm-hmm. That generation had little self-awareness. It's funny, isn't it? She seemed in a frightful state about Iran. Her eyes were popping most dangerously.
Don't be deceived, Sil. She doesn't care what happens beyond Hazelmere.
Are you on the top floor? It's a sweat for a 16-stone woman to get up here.
Exactly.
And why should an illustrious don, influential in America, want to drag my youngest daughter into the obscurity of a country church?
Perhaps he's ashamed of me.
And that word modest he's so fond of, I find that particularly offensive. He did better for the first Mrs. Golding. He wouldn't insult me to my face, but I know the Latin for fat megalomaniac, however cleverly it's put. Does he think I'm uneducated?
No, he's so paranoid, Mummy. You misheard. He never speaks Latin.
Doesn't like fuss. His life's nothing else. All these presentations and ceremonies. He's always being awarded something or other. And why these strange impulses? Is he going through the male menopause, do you suppose? He is 48. Oh, well, if it's glandular, I can only sympathise. I know all about glands.
Excuse me.
You don't have to do these stairs, Mummy. Why don't you ring and I'll come down?
I must have his mother's list of the people she intends to invite. They must go off now. They're always sent at least 12 weeks before the wedding day. I've told you that, Victoria. What's the son like? Mary says he's big in microchips.
He's done very well. Jerry is very proud of him.
Oh, I'll be glad when all this is over.
Dear Diary, less than 3 months to go. Sometimes I know he's thinking of me. I feel he's inside me, a jack-in-a-box ready to leap out and illumine all the dreary times. The sound of his voice fills my head. Is everything about him unique because I love him? Mummy's invited to Bonham Hayes again. Poor Mummy, filling her day. Ashamed of her loneliness. Somebody sent me a First World War postcard.
She's still in the attic, then?
Oh, she hasn't changed much. Oh,
not at all.
Oh, look, she's still got the pictures of James Dean.
Well, I must sit down. Pass me a peppermint.
What was the first wife like?
She came from nowhere, played the piano beautifully, then she died of cancer.
Oh, look, her diary.
Is there anything about me in it?
I don't think we should. Where is she?
Roller skating with Sylvia. You know, the author's girl.
The handwriting's awful. I knew he'd reach out for me before the evening was over, in spite of Lily's presence. He'd started staring at me and not replying to Simon. That's one side of love hopefully only I can provide.
Oh, that's boring.
Summer last year, Jerry's feeling for me changed my life. In the reliable density of his lovemaking. Oh, I shouldn't read you that.
Oh, please do.
I feel secure, etc. His passion never falters, spelled F-A-U. I've been captivated, chemically changed by love. I feel I could do anything physically and it wouldn't be a mistake. Ah, here's where she met him.
She met him in Oxford.
Oh, no, she didn't. She picked him up in a London theatre.
Never!
The first time I saw Jerry, he was standing with a rangy brunette in the foyer of a West End theatre. It was the opening of... I can't read that. He had streaked hair, distinguished far-seeing eyes. I thought he was a film star. He'd got his hands on a glass of champagne, so he was someone of importance.
Well, yes.
As he turned towards me, he was almost familiar. He wasn't a film star. I still felt I knew him. By that time, provoked by my girlish interest, he was looking at me. So was the brunette. We did not speak on that occasion.
How disappointing. No filth in it.
He wore a pale, soft grey suit that flung up reflected light to join the halo already round him. How silly! He's gently amused by what I say and tolerant of my lack of intellectual presentation. But then I possess the one thing he does not. Youth. She's obviously mad about him.
Well, she was about the other one, Alexander Galsworthy. She wrote the same things about him. Her diaries never change.
I saw his show in New York. A sellout.
That's it. He was a painter. That didn't last.
It's not supposed to with him, Mummy.
He was a great entertainer, wasn't he? Dickens, I mean. A bit of a charlatan, too. He was all fragments, details, rotten architecture, but wonderful gargoyles.
Your father said that, honey.
Orwell, actually, did he?
Ah.
How are the final year students? How will they do?
They'll do all right. As you know, I don't believe in exams, but I know how to pass them.
Oh, you used to have a white rose by the wall. Sherry, do you remember? Years ago, when I first came to Crowsley.
The Chinese climber, do you mean?
So beautiful, Sherry. It was just before.
She was particularly fond of tea roses, your mother, Simon. I don't know if you remember. I never had any luck with them. Hybrid teas are much easier.
You had such an unforgettable fragrance. How could it just die off?
Of course, Henry James dismissed Dickens' influence, didn't he, Dad?
Yes, but would the Europeans have been written without hard times?
Oh, aye, look who's been to school.
You behave, V.
Henry James changed so radically. Part of it was his disillusion with English society. He believed he would find the ideal civilization.
A lot of Americans have been fooled.
My father examined Henry James' ambiguity in his last Clark lectures, Victoria.
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of confusion between American and European viewpoints.
There's a lot of confusion around this table too, honey. You'd better believe it.
There you are. What are you hiding in here for?
I don't understand what anybody is talking about. My slight education in a fashionable girls' school has not prepared me for marriage to an Oxford don.
Oh, come on. I'll teach you. It'll be fun, won't it?
Boring for you?
Not at all. Makes it all fresh for me. If I draw up a reading list, will you take the time to actually read the books?
If it'll get me closer to you. I want to understand the things you like.
You're very sweet.
Do you know an Alice Murray or a James Hamilton? She lived in South London during the First World War.
No.
Do you remember seeing any postcards from the First World War?
Well, I must have done. Why?
Someone's been sending me some. I've had four.
How nice.
Anonymously. That's not so nice.
September 1915. Dear Alice, just a PC to let you know I got your letter all right, and I'm glad to know you're well. No word from my pal, so I'll write to his father. Tell Lil, I expect she'll hear before I do. October 1915. Dear Alice, thank you for the cigarettes. Tell Lil, I got a letter from my pal's father, and he was killed at Serbia 3 weeks ago. I had a letter from my brother in the Dardanelles. He's all right again. Oh, Alice. From James with love. 20th of April, 1916. Dear Alice, I write you these few lines to say that nothing could ever be so good as those sweet hours in Jordan's Wood.
I didn't know happiness like that existed.
I want you to understand, I've had pleasure, but never happiness like that.
And so unexpected. I know all this longing will in the end be made up to us. You'll see. Love. All love, James.
You clamp here and here, then stitch. All right, Mr. Bird.
You've got eyes like your father's.
Always take blood pressure first. Yes, I do look like him. He has a good time, I have a very bad time. The swabs are kept over here.
What about your mother?
She got out early and married a titled person. They live in a chateau in France.
Do you see much of your father?
No, do you?
Oh, of course not. I've never met him. He's so famous.
Well, if you want to pick him up, don't pick me up. He picks up all right on his own.
You're always kidding, Starfish, Diego, about everything.
Oh, pay attention. I don't know why they send second-year students down here. They're all daft. At least you didn't faint.
Oh, I nearly did when I saw you.
Staff nurse for Miss Brooke to see you at reception.
You just ruined an evening's entertainment.
Oh.
That student over there was poised to ask me out.
Well, come out with me instead. I wanted to show you these. They came special delivery.
Oh, look, another winsome smile.
No sender's name.
Oh, I love cards like this. Dear Alice, a line as promised. We are not coming back till Saturday afternoon, so I will see you. What's that? Hope you are well. Kindest regards to your mother from your sincere friends, Will and Flo. Alice Murray, 16 Willoughby Mansions, London South. Who is she? They don't kid around with these war postcards, do they? Dead and injured at Verdun. The way that soldier stands there alone in the rubble. Two paragraphs of description couldn't say more.
Stamped on the back, Field Office 12, passed by the censor. The writing's so clear.
Things were meant to last in those days. I wonder who he was. And who's Alice?
And I've had pleasure, but never happiness like that, and so unexpected. I know all this longing will in the end be made up to us, you see. Love, all love, James. I feel shivery.
James Hamilton was educated.
I just want more cards, so I know James and Alice did get together in the end. The love wedding in the simple country church belongs to them. As you said, the big things should be simple. When I first read it, for perhaps a moment I did see the sunlight in that wood. The air golden, made unforgettable by the fragrance of wild flowers. Their happiness limited by departure, threatened by death, but gloriously unexpected. And I understood that during that exquisite interlude, everything was so lovely that even the future was attracted. It flocked to James and Alice like birds carrying promises. All James Hamilton had to do was to stay alive.
Put them back in the envelope. I feel we're trespassing.
They don't write postcards like that anymore.
I wonder who's sending them to you.
I didn't know happiness like that existed. I can't get it out of my mind. No one's ever said that to me. Alice made her lover marvellously happy. How many people do that?
It's not a joke, is it?
Maybe. To the sender.
Who?
Lily's sending them, of course. I'm sorry about this expense account trough. You can eat well in spite of the chef if you stick to cold dishes.
I don't understand why you say Lily is sending them.
Because she's decided I'm cold.
I wouldn't have thought that. I mean, that isn't a problem, is it? Anyway, what's it to do with her? It's a lousy thing to do.
It's too perfect, that's what's wrong.
What is?
All that loving. Human beings aren't used to things being perfect. It makes you jumpy. When's the atom bomb going off? They weren't like that. James and Alice and the postcards.
There wasn't time for much to go wrong.
Dear Alice, thank you for the cigarettes. Tell Lil I got a letter from my pal's father and he was killed. He must have been used to death.
So am I, but I'm no better at passing on bad news to relatives. He was still at the front in 1916. He must have got the worst of it. He wouldn't have had much time for niceties.
We've never had a row, Jerry and me. I've only just realised it.
If you want rows, try living with my father. He's drinking so much, he goes to bed on all fours.
You don't like the postcards, do you?
Like?
They make you feel uncomfortable. A time that's gone, all that love. It doesn't suit me, that sort of thing, either. We don't have rows because Jerry doesn't want them. He controls the atmosphere. I think he even affects the weather. You don't notice it at the time, but you're different when you're with him. He takes you out of your everyday self.
He's so much older than you. And manipulative. He only gets what he wants to get. My father, no slouch at getting his way, said that. So what about Lily?
They're all in love with each other. Lily, Simon, the child, Jerry, Colin. I could never respond like that. These physical, open, touching people are out of my league. They make me feel ordinary.
I can't understand why you feel so left out.
They didn't touch me. I could only be a spectator. That's what they wanted me to be. One of the Alice cards sent in 1910 from her friend Lil showed a beggar girl standing in the snow looking into a prosperous restaurant. A couple sat by the window. He was elegant, handsome, rich. She was beautiful, cherished. The table was loaded with delicious things. The couple weren't looking at the poor girl outside. Deliberately, they weren't looking. But they were aware of her watching. Her exclusion made their enjoyment greater. So, you see, they needed me there. Did my being an audience to their love displays make them better? There's nothing like a character left out in the cold to enrich a scene. And the day was glorious. Everything's so easy for him, especially loving.
Oh, look, you're nervous, that's all. He's been married before. And now someone's sending you cards. It's your wedding, you expect a bouquet. Instead, you get a bouquet of romance. Somebody else is more heady than your own. Challenge Lily.
Oh, I will.
What does Jerry say? Does he think it's Lily?
Haven't really talked about it.
Why on earth not?
I feel the arrival of these cards sort of puts me in a bad light.
Why should it?
Well, that romance was better than ours.
Cheer up, V. I think it's the grandchild that's upset you. Nobody steals scenes like they do. You're the bride. You expect a bit of attention. Anyone would feel the same.
You do make me feel better, Sil. Still, you're a professional at cheering people up.
Perhaps he's in here.
Who?
My Mr. Wright.
Oh, Sil. You wouldn't even get Mr. Wrong in this place. Dear Alice, I've been thinking about the first time I met you. Chaz's party for the boys going overseas. I stared at you, but I didn't know how to talk to you. You were so earthy and natural, so life-loving.
My sister was jealous. She stood
beside me,
do you remember?
She tried to pretend you weren't there.
I'm dying to make love. I will never forget anything about you, Alice. If anything, distance has made you clearer. There is no one like you. I shall remember every little thing about you for always.
What about Jerry and me? Does he feel there is no one like you? Will he remember every little thing about you for always? Is ours a romance? If I ring him now, that camp house boy will only answer and the rosebud child will be woken up. It's after midnight, Ducky. Where's the fire? They don't like me. I'm taking him away, disturbing the status quo.
Didn't you hear me calling you? Now, a professional opera singer will join the choir in two Schubert songs while you sign the register. Mary thought it would be a nice touch. We'll do away with the wedding march. That's for people who don't know what they want.
You promised it wouldn't be a big wedding.
Well, he didn't skimp the first wife. I'm preparing a little supper so that he can meet Mary. What does he like to talk about?
Levis, you can't wear that hat.
I don't think I know him. Have we had him here?
He's dead. He talks about American writers.
What's wrong with English ones?
I don't know. I suppose he prefers Americans. Whatever the reason, he does very well out of them.
What on earth do you find to talk about? I understand his set is rather intellectual.
If you don't have a vast vocabulary, it is possible to get across what you want to say with an expressive face and a pair of hands.
You're always trying for worlds you can't enter.
And what does that mean?
Oh, you know what I mean. I hear Sylvia's taken to drink. Or is it someone else's expense?
She was continuously being dragged off to famous sites when she was a child. Made her think there's something wrong with her.
And when are you going to let her meet Jerry? She's been back over a month.
His original lover's impulse to get to know everyone around me has been sadly discouraged.
By whom?
You. Oh. I don't think it's fair to unload any other difficult people. Sylvia likes to drink, she likes to screw, she makes no secret of either. Particularly, she likes doing both with the older man. She'll go through Jerry's Oxford community like a rat up a drain. I think it's better to wait till I've married him.
You're scared he'll take a fancy to her, you mean?
Has the post come?
Well, go and look.
Hasn't Alice Murray ever worked as a nanny or cook?
I'm not in the mood for chit-chat about the past.
If you can't recall an Alice Murray, what about James Hamilton?
Well, my mother had a lot of staff. How can I remember that now with all this going on? Now, call in at the church on your way to London. Ask Reverend Polling his feeling about confetti. A lot of them don't like it.
Jerry doesn't want a big wedding.
Don't bugger him. It's the bride's day.
Don't you mean the bride's mother's?
Dear Alice, my time is altered today to a late one at 407 branch, so shall not be done early enough to go to the first house of anywhere. So I will have to put it off. Hope your mother is better. Love to you all. From your sincere friend, George. Dear Alice, just a word to let you know I arrived safely after 6 hours riding. It was a very unpleasant journey, facing cold wind all the way. George, 1913.
Who's George?
He's sent to the black and white one with Alice printed across the front.
What's this from Southend?
Dear Mum, arrived safely at 1:45. The weather is VG. I'm going to look for a room now. We'll write later. Love, Alice. Lot of kisses. She didn't know what to say. None of them did except James. With his tinted, waved hair. The smiles are more like Lear's from a horror film. His hands are a bit near her bosom for 1914. He's one from James. Well, he was still alive in May 1916.
Why does he stop in 16?
Perhaps George took over in 17.
There is one. I haven't bought it. A black and white print of a bombed French church. Only the pulpit was still standing. A message on the back has been rubbed out. Was this the message that informed Alice of the death of James Hamilton? Why was it rubbed out? They used cards instead of phones in those days. James told Alice about his pal dying and used a postcard. What are you doing?
Seeing if there's an Alice Murray on the South London hospital lists. The other night, on the way home, I went to her old address, Willoughby Mansions. It's a shopping complex. I looked her up in the phone book. I tried phoning several Murrays in South London.
Oh, look, she's dead.
If she is still alive and is over 80, it's probable she attends an outpatient clinic.
I don't think that follows. I didn't know attending hospital was a sign of longevity.
I just can't bear to think he was killed. He was so alive, wasn't he? And attractive somehow. I just know they were wonderful together.
I thought you weren't sentimental.
Those days were different. It was all right then.
Soft and emotional. You can't allow it for yourself, but it's all right for Alice.
The later cards. The ones after the war. They're all about the weather and holidays. No mention of war. No mention of James. If he died in 16, would the wartime cards from her friends be quite so jolly?
I got it this morning. It's funny because it's a nostalgia. A yearning for a time that's gone that obsesses me, not the identity of the sender. That card about Jordan's Wood and James's unexpected happiness is unforgettable. They really knew how to laugh, didn't they? In comparison, my prospective marriage seems uninspired.
Perhaps that's what the sender wants you to feel. They're not sent in friendship, V.
Hello, Lily. Thank you for the cards. The First World War postcards.
I've never sent you any cards, honey.
I keep getting postcards in each post. I've had over 100. No sender's name.
It's a chain letter. We get them in the States. Someone's put your name on an old postcard chain. You have postage stamp chains, foreign postcards, money.
I hope that's all it is. But would they all come from the same postal area?
Well, wait and see if they come from anywhere else.
To Alice from her mother on her 21st birthday. To greet your 21st birthday from Lil. Nothing from James. Good health, much wealth and happiness be yours through all the years, and many a friend be near to make life sweet and dear. South London, 1915, a world I can believe in.
What's that?
What?
What, you just slipped into the bed?
Nothing.
Come on.
It's just a card.
Well, let me see. One of the anonymous ones. Oh, it's a fun present, that's all.
Could a possibly unacknowledged working class section of your family disapprove of our marriage?
I'm afraid we've always been boringly middle class. On the banks of Alan Walter, was the miller's lovely daughter, for his bride a soldier sought her winning tongue had he. I must show this to Simon. Have you got any more?
Not on me.
But this isn't to Alice Murray, this is to Mrs. G. Hunter.
Where?
Don't snatch.
Oh, God.
What?
She didn't marry James Hamilton.
We've put Chinese embroidery around the waist as well as the hem. Your mother suggested that. How is her ladyship? Is that your sister Mary out there? She is so beautiful. Think twice before you get rid of the rose chain. Roses are very effective. And tell your bridesmaids to stop eating. Had to alter two bodices this week.
Oh, I say. That's rather nice. You look a bit strange, V.
Excuse me. I've run out of pins.
Has Jerry had many women? I mean, since his wife?
Loads. He's been out with film stars.
How lovely. But I mean serious people.
He said he was waiting for me. There's nothing wrong between Jerry and me.
Oh, darling, was I suggesting there was? By the way, I saw Alex in New York. You know, Alexander...
Yes, Baldwin. I know who you mean.
He looked rather marvellous.
I'd rather not know.
How was Crowsley? The Chancellor came to lunch, didn't he?
They talked about the American election, so I was silent. After the cucumber soup, it was Dickens' influence on Henry James again. I managed one round of that conversation, then the seas of scholarship closed over my head. Before the sweet cause, there was a brief disturbance. The grandchild was not in bed, but out in the garden killing things. I can't think of a thing to say, actually. I just pull faces. I ought to read 2 pages of the dictionary each night. Well, that's what they do. You're not born with words like curlicue and atavism.
Atavism? Is that the new tranquilizer?
All I seem to do is watch how much he loves people.
A man like that could have a lot of admirers.
He has.
It's a shame he doesn't get on with Mummy.
To begin with, I tried to hide her. I didn't think his integrity could cope. Not with Mother, her withering vowel sounds and the family obsession with the Bonham Hayes. But he likened Mother to some heroine in a classical novel. He makes a habit of that.
What?
Putting life into literature seems to make it safe. Dear diary, thank God no one reads this. Mummy realized why I haven't introduced Syl to Jerry. The thing is, I'm not very good looking. It's plainly obvious when I tried on my wedding dress. Then Mary had to come and stand beside me. She's beautiful, solvent, established, loved. Everything is easy for her. Always has been. She was born that way. Mummy kept phoning Jerry to provoke him. She reminded him how her family tree stretches, sometimes illegitimately, to a royal bed in the 13th century. Her speech becomes cloyed as her sugar levels rise. Listing her ancestors gives her the same pleasure as gluttony. I so want to be classless.
Nothing could ever be so good as those sweet hours in Jordan's Wood. I didn't know happiness like that existed. I want you to understand I've had pleasure, but never happiness like that.
Someone?
What's happened?
I'm stuck on the stairs.
Hang on. You've been overeating.
I eat all right. It's my glands. You should know that, being a nurse. Oh, dear. Now, I wanted to talk to you. Come into my study. Oh, well, a glass of port.
I never drink in the day.
You make up for it in the evening, so I hear. Well, I do drink. Medicinal reasons. Oh. You've been chosen as Victoria's chief bridesmaid. Do you know what your duties are?
Well, to give her confidence.
Yes, we'll all be doing that. We're already doing that. Temporary student, temporary groom's assistant, temporary journalist on a film magazine. She's always temporary. I must say, I don't get a permanent feeling about this either. Temporary wife. What do you think? Oh, and tell her to take that tea chest of old things with her. I don't want it here. It'll mean she'll be coming back.
Sylvia!
Excuse me. What is it?
Alice did get married. She was Mrs. Hunter in 1924.
Oh, no.
There's a coy-tinted photograph of a simpering girl and a sexually interested soldier sitting by a mill stream. Jerry's got it. He thought the soldier's hand was up her long skirt, but it was only the way she was sitting, that and her smug smile.
Can you remember the address?
Priory Road. I can ring you from Oxford.
If she's alive, I'll find her.
Why?
I want to know what happened, don't you?
I'm sorry there's no room. They started putting the wedding presents up here. Mummy's hired an orchestra as well as a disco.
How's the Oxford love show?
Simon, a recent Rhodes Scholar, excels in everything, even marriage. Lily looks sexually satisfied to the point of indolence.
It doesn't sound English, all this touching. It's all right in a Latin.
Lily's all over Jerry. Makes me rather silent. In fact, I could be anyone. Passerby in the street, an au pair. It isn't that I'm cheated of a chance to show off. It's just that no interest is shown in the thing that makes me special and different from anyone else in the world. I go home feeling inadequate. Each time I go there, I always think, this time they'll notice me and listen to what I say. But as soon as that conversation starts all round me, I'm struck dumb.
You're not thinking of chucking your wedding, are you?
Of course not. I've only got 5 weeks left.
You make it sound like a prison sentence.
A social occasion that has mother involved could bring out the worst in anyone. Penal adjectives are not unusual.
If they make love to each other that much, there must be something wrong.
Do you think so?
They're insecure about something.
They're insecure about me. They think I'm not right. I'm cold.
Are you?
I am in front of them. And he's so perfect, which makes me even worse. The thing is, I do love him. I know we should be happy. Most of the time it's all right. It's the cards. They're the darkness in the sunlight. Dear Alice, I've just been thinking about the first time I saw you. Through the gloom, I could just make you out. You wore a yellow dress. Even at that distance, I loved the way you smiled. I'm dying to hold you. Well, one thing, Jerry doesn't feel like that about me, and that's what the sender intends me to see. Who is sending them?
Somebody from the past. The past is the clue. That's what the cards represent.
Mind that branch, V. You keep letting them swing back.
Do you think our relationship is passionate? Romantic?
No. It's companionable with erotic interludes. Oh, one's romance. Oh, come on, don't look so down. I love being with you.
Do you long for me?
Of course not. I'm with you. It's not a relationship where I'm on the outside trying to pursue you. We're in it together, which is very nice.
But it's not intense.
No, it's harmonious. Why all the questions?
Fairlight Cliffs, Hastings, June 1916. Darling James, for the wall of your hut. Remember this place. You could put an X. We were here. And another. And another. A lovely day, so I'm off. We'll write you where later. Maybe. Much love, darling. Alice.
Perhaps she found out he died. Is that why she didn't send it?
Didn't you model for Alexander Galsworthy?
Ah, he's immortalized you, has he?
I'm told I'm hanging in the Museum of Modern Art, New York.
More peas, Cole. Where did you sit for him?
Would you like some more honey?
Paris.
Oh, why did you go to Paris?
I opted out of college. I needed to run away, and Paris seemed a good place to run to. I live in the poorer areas and model for Alex.
Well, You're a girl things happen to.
Is that how I seem? My inside has rarely borne any relation to my outside. Well, then I came back to England and started secretarial school.
Oh, that's a switch. Alexander Galsworthy's secretarial school?
I was fed up with artistic anarchy, actually.
I'd have thought he'd have given you an exciting life.
My father mentioned your childhood. It wasn't happy.
Well, it didn't suit me being a child in that house. It was too ambitious. My sisters got their hands on minor aristocrats before they were 20. I'm considered a flop in that direction.
I like you. You're a bitch.
My father was ambitious. It killed him. The trouble is, I've never been able to find out what I want to do. Everything I've done has been temporary.
Not this time. You're going into the most stable situation that exists. What's this about postcards?
I'm receiving old postcards anonymously.
What, dirty ones, you mean?
No. Old-fashioned, shiny ones.
How lovely.
Mm.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Dad.
Jerry, we have to decide what hymns we want.
Short ones.
Baking tins, barbecue, bread knife. Well, Jerry, do you want any of these? I'm reading from the wedding gift list.
I thought you were reciting a concrete poem. V, come out into the garden. I want to talk to you.
Excuse me.
Dressing the bridesmaids alone will cost your mother 600. Do you realise that? The flowers for the church and reception nearly 300. It isn't fair. So let's do it quietly. Save her the trouble. A registry office costs 950. What's the matter?
That mummy has moments of physical violence. She doesn't like things to be scaled down. I mean, look at her. When she's in a state, I only have to enter the house to be turned up, frightened.
You're not a child anymore.
It has nothing to do with growing up. It's a chemical change that happens as soon as mother is spotted. Will you be faithful to me?
Of course.
Why, of course?
I'm a faithful creature. That's what I am.
Were you with your first wife?
I was completely faithful to her. It was no effort. It is no effort to be what you are. Why don't you call her by her first name?
Did Ruth ever have a postcard collection?
What's the matter?
The matter?
Why all the questions? You know I don't like questions.
Why not?
Because there are no answers, just more questions.
Well, how about this one? Answer this and there won't be any need for any other questions. Are you happy with me?
Happy?
Well, that's what everyone wants, to be happy.
Make it sound so simple.
Shall I dress it up, then? Put it in some scene from a classical novel? That's what you find acceptable. You liken everything to one of those lousy dead plots.
Oh, V. Where are you going?
Back to stockbroker country. At least in my mother's house, there's no chance of being threatened.
By what?
All this perfection. They were happy in the postcards.
Oh, V, come here. You're anxious. That's what's wrong. This is a five-star wedding. Let's go to a registry office.
Why don't you want it, honestly?
I don't like fuss.
Fuss? It's Lily, isn't it? You're involved with Lily. Involved being the politest word I can think of.
Oh, you are silly. Your mother's whole life has been devoted to getting the better of her sister and those Bonham Hayes. That's why she wants this charade.
If you don't want it, Jerry, say so and we won't have it. Mother's a bully and the only way to deal with bullies is to stand your ground and resist each and every attack. But you'll have to tell her.
Oh, come on. Let's not quarrel. I want to marry you properly, but I don't want fuss.
Dear diary, no cards for 5 days. I read through them again. I had noticed a card from Great Yarmouth from George Hunter in 1919. The beach was full of people in long skirts and suits, all wearing hats. My dear A, I shall be outside the picture house at 8 o'clock. Excuse PC, it is all I have at present. There was another one from James. Loyal North Lancashire Regiment, cheering gaily when ordered to the trenches. I bet more propaganda. The photograph was taken from above and packed with men looking up, smiling. Their helmets were propped on their bayonets. They looked like a field of nodding daisies and as transitory. The message was in smudged pencil. I suppose everybody's after you, Alice. Moths around the lamp. I'm not jealous.
How can I be of something so natural? Why can't I feel generous like that about Jerry? Oh, he was a lovely man. I do so want to be classless. I'm apolitical. I resist material values. I try not to react to my background. That's the same as accepting it. I select what I want and copy that and reject the rest. Did Alice drop James to marry into the Hunter family?
What's happened?
The cards have stopped. Nothing for 6 days.
What was the last card?
Dear Alice, had a bad journey, missed the train too. I waited for you till the last minute.
Who sent that? Not James. Too boring.
There's one from Haywarden Church, Chester. A lot of new graves. Sent to Mrs. G. Hunter, August 24th. I think this card will interest you. Alice, no signature.
Haywarden Church, Chester. Is that where James Hamilton is buried?
Possibly.
I went to the last address when Alice was Mrs. Hunter in 1927. They'd never heard of her. The neighbours thought there was an English couple there. They moved somewhere else in South London. She was a nurse, no children.
Oh, 1936. This is the last card. Dear Alice, just a line to let you know we're having lovely weather, sunshine every day, plenty of bathing, love to all, Lil and Mick. Our marriage quietened her down. What did James and Alice have that we haven't?
Illusions. They were sentimental. Poor.
Fun.
Isn't Jerry fun?
I know Alice looked forward to things. I know everything was light-hearted and enjoyable. I think about Alice quite a lot, actually. She cheers me up. It's very important being around someone like Jerry to keep your own identity.
You were always looking for an identity. You thought being a secretary was the answer. Then it was horses.
I can't find what I want to do.
Maybe not. But Jerry offers you a firm place in his life. As his wife, you'll have an identity. God, I'm wrecked. 3 stiffs today. They waited till I came on to die. And we're short-staffed again.
Oh, you're to come to dinner at Crowsley. It's Thursday, all right. You'll meet Lily and Simon.
What shall I talk about?
There'll be some light conversation about sickness for your benefit. Everyone can have a turn at that. Throw in a couple of medical horror stories. They go down well anywhere. Then it'll be American writers. He likes the dead ones.
Perhaps I should bring my father to do my talking for me.
June 1st. Well, well, her writing's awful. Cook's sulking because someone else has been brought in to do the cake. I tried to talk to him about Mummy's eating habits. Would he trim down the portions? He said he just does his job. He has funny sexual requirements, hard to satisfy. This is inclined to make him short-tempered. Oh, really, see? When he smiles, his eyes disappear in a nest of wrinkles. The crinkled eyes are supposed to make it look as though he's well-disposed and happy. When he's run out of being well-disposed and happy long ago, I suppose being with Mother has something to do with this condition. Oh, I can't read any more.
Dear Ambrose, Lucy Bonham Hay and I are giving a supper on the 20th. Oh, how different the stuff I write to what they wrote, the people in the cards. I was wrong. It's not fun that makes Alice different from Sylvia and me. It's passion. James and Alice had passion. And
Bee, your mother's on the phone again.
Hello.
Hello. Victoria, you've had 4 months. Why is everything late? You could share the cost of the flowers in the church with the couples who come after you. It's worth thinking about.
Don't get cheap, Mummy. Not in those ways. The Bonham Hayes will hear.
Well, what are you doing, idling away in Oxford when everyone else is killing themselves on your behalf? And the cook is doing your cake. Whatever gave you that idea?
Oh, no. She's been reading my diary. The result of what you do is what you get. I have an instinct for happiness.
I hope you don't talk like that at Oxford. You'd better direct me. Do we go through Didcot? How could the most momentous things be left out?
What?
Nothing about James's death, her marriage.
After James, the good days were over.
Oh, come on. Because James Hamilton died. You can make love to anyone, everyone, as long as you fill yourself up, get your share. There are no penalties, except not getting enough. All your values come from your mother. You sucked them in with her milk.
That's quite enough.
You think you're free. You got away from your monstrous, frightening, imperious mother. You're more tied to her than if you were sleeping in her lap. You carry her woman's magazine beliefs in your blood. She's given you a real fear of commitment. That's why you're always temporary. Do you think Alice cared about right, wrong? She knew what she wanted. She wanted James Hamilton.
But she ended up with George Hunter. Even you can see the Alice of the early cards is not the same person as the one married to George Hunter. She'd lost something. I've got a very definite idea of what I want, and I don't want to lose it. You want to devalue passion, Sylvia. You want to spread everything out until it's so thin it hardly matters. Perhaps you should ask yourself why that is.
I don't get hurt. What I do doesn't hurt me.
Now what?
I'm not coming to Oxford.
Oh, come on, Syl, don't quarrel.
You want the once-in-a-lifetime relationship, and you want it to last for the rest of your life. You're dreaming.
I'm surprised you call that a relationship. After all, a relationship for you could be anything slightly longer than 20 minutes.
So what? I call one good night with a loving, caring man a relationship. How was it with Alexander Galsworthy?
What made you think of him?
I keep hearing what a good lay he is. He's even more promiscuous than me.
He didn't threaten me with perfection. Sometimes he was full of wildness and drink and just plain bad.
What did he talk about? Art? Money?
Me.
You?
At first I was so awed by him, I was just dumb and shy.
I wouldn't have thought you were shy.
I'm not dumb, honey. Come on. Come to Oxford. Jerry's cooked a nice dinner.
I don't feel like it, nor do you. Let's leave it.
Surely the point of modern education is to equip the student to diagnose the ills of society and do something about them.
But why should the young pick up the tab?
Because we can't. But we do have the knowledge, so we can help them to enrich their lives and be responsible for the state of the world around them.
What do you think, Victoria?
Education should be set against the social environment, not for. Education can challenge anything. That's its strength. All specialist subjects must be brought into play with informed intelligence, social conscience, humane political reform.
Jerry, I love you. Always have, but you're out of date, honey. Leavis wanted all that.
My lovely Lily. A real Jamesian heroine. You exemplify all the advantages of the American girl.
Where's V gone?
Free, emancipated. You have your own code of honour.
Dad, V's gone off. She looks a bit, upset.
I expect it's because her friend didn't come. Don't stay in here. Come back and join in.
It's not my style.
Well, change your style. It's not an advantage.
What shall I do? Join an encounter group?
Who could do worse?
It's Lily's fault.
Don't put it onto her. Be responsible for yourself.
Are you?
Jerry, phone.
I can't join in.
Not can't. Won't.
Oh, so it's not Lily's fault I can't be part of the group. It's my own.
Pick up the phone, Dad. It's Victoria's mother.
Hang on a minute. When you can say, no, I won't, it's your decision, then one day you'll be really brave and say yes.
Dad. Hello?
Hello? Is the best man experienced?
I can't hear you. This line's awful.
Well, you haven't been exactly overextending yourself in the preparations. In fact, you've done nothing.
But you do it so well.
At least remember the license.
Dear Diary, on impulse, I showed Lily and Simon the postcard collection. Simon thought they were moving. Lily was quite entranced. In a way, the cards opened up the group to include me. I provided love after all. All right, Mother. Please don't drop your chocolate crumbs in my diary.
V, I found Alice.
You haven't.
I knew she was alive.
Oh.
Just as I said, she's attending an outpatient's clinic. She's got cancer.
Oh.
Her name was on one of the area lists. I happened to see it because she's been transferred to Hackney for special drug therapy.
She's 82, a widow.
What clinic?
A Monday morning pain clinic. Get there before 10. You do want to see her, don't you?
Oh, I don't know. Suddenly I don't know if I dare. I've got my own picture of her, you see, her and James.
Mary, come and have a look at this diary. Don't drop chocolate crumbs, Mummy. A note to me, is it? Does she think I'm a snoop?
She's paranoid.
Oh, she's mentally ill, if you ask me. He's been after her for years.
Who?
The psych next door. You other girls were bottle-fed. I breastfed her, and what a mess she is. It proves the books are all wrong. She's changed ever since she went off with that painter. Off the rails, more like it.
What's he doing? It's gone 8. I wish he'd eat his breakfast.
We're going to the Chancellor's for dinner. He's just given me a lecture on avoiding the pitfalls of the outsider. Most of them I know from coming here.
They try too hard. They despise it. And the Chancellor is morbidly insistent on getting everyone drunk.
I find your choice of adjective odd. Knock someone down to get it a drink. I saw that V-sign, Ducky. Now, please, hurry.
At one party I went to, a girl tried to kill herself at the table.
How? Do tell.
She swallowed several 5-milligram tranquilizers with red wine. Can I have some marmalade?
How you exaggerate. She was probably trying to get a good night's sleep, that's all.
Why did she do that?
Well, she hadn't done very well intellectually. She hadn't been funny either. I took her pills away and drove her home. I suppose I saved her life.
Spoil sport.
Why are we going there if it's so unpleasant?
Your fiancé never misses a chance of shining.
Excuse me.
Where are you off to, Miss Brooke?
I've got to go to London.
Why?
Taking Mummy to buy her dress.
You'll be lucky. I shouldn't think they stock that size.
Mrs. Hunter.
Who wants her?
I'm Victoria Brooke. I've come to return your postcards.
Postcards?
From your friends, Lil and George and here they are.
I don't want them.
Why not?
It's the past. I prefer to forget it.
I wanted to return your cards.
How did you know where I lived?
The hospital.
They shouldn't give you my address. For all they know, you could be a creditor. And thanks all the same.
What was James Hamilton like? I'd love to know.
James Hamilton? Well, that was years ago. What do you want to know about him for?
I can tell he was somebody out of the ordinary.
What do you want to know about our lives for? We were just ordinary people. You're not one of Alan's friends in trouble again, are you?
No.
Oh. Well, if you'll excuse me,
Somebody's been sending your cards to me, anonymously. I want to find out why. Dear Diary, she wouldn't let me in at first. I tried to find something to say to attract her. I talked about Jerry. She'd never heard of him. Then my marriage, not keen. She didn't trust me, didn't trust any of it. She was thin and yellow. She looked like a stray from some eastern tribe. She was worried about her colour, but she looked more impressive than if she'd been her usual tan pale, touched up with Woolworth's face powder and powdered rouge. She'd hardened at the time of her 40th birthday when she saw life had nothing to offer. Her South London existence with George had made her thankless. She was not the recipient of a great and moving love. She was spry, articulate, dressed drably. She could make full use of her memory, but was more absorbed in the approach of death. I'm not at all interested in the past. She had no information about the arrival of the postcards. She'd stuck them in an album when she was young. Life with George Hunter after 1936 was such that there seemed no point in keeping a record. She'd given the book away. It had probably turned up in some junk shop. Alice had been surprised by the mention of James Hamilton, surprised he'd even existed. Trying to conceal my disappointment, I kept asking questions, but the door was shutting. She'd had enough. Then I asked her about her illness. Just one question,
and the door swung open so fast I nearly fell on my face.
Scaring visitors is the thing. Let them think you're dying. Make them guilty. Mine used to leave the ward pale with worry. I'd turn their stomachs, but they always came back for more.
You say George wasn't well either.
Our whole Hunter family was consumptive. His father was always in debt. He had so many burials he couldn't keep up with them. I started walking out with George the day after I got my first job.
What was it?
At the Lining Hospital. I nursed for 40 years. George's father was spiteful with drink sometimes.
What about James?
George's father had a Costa Baron and he worked as a fish fryer at night. His mother was educated. She tried to keep up appearances. Oh, what a mistake that was. You can't keep much up on what he brought back.
How did they live on so little?
We didn't live on it. We died on it. Do you know, when I started school, my mother was 26 and she looked 50. There were 12 children. 5 died before they reached their teens.
Even so, I think you're very lucky to have had such a marvellous experience.
What was that?
James Hamilton.
Oh. James Hamilton. Now, James was so bright the sunlight seemed to come out of him. I felt as though something lovely had happened every time he came into the room. He was different from other people.
Have you any photographs of him?
Not anymore.
Why not?
It's in the past. I prefer to forget it.
What did he do?
Oh, this and that. He wasn't in steady work. He was going to be a doctor. His family was educated, you know, well off too. James Hamilton had an aunt who had a house in Kensington. I was remembering that. And the air was so good there. It made a change from those stuffy basements up until she had a bath with hot and cold water. I love James's aunt's house. You could sleep with the windows open. Her husband was in the diplomatic, and the parties they gave.
What did he look like?
His face was delicate. The nearer it got, the younger it seemed. He was quick-thinking, and you had to get up early to get one on him. He couldn't abide slow people. He was tempestuous sometimes. Must have been all that red hair. Had he lived, he'd have certainly been professional. He was that sort of person. Not what you're used to.
What isn't?
The furniture. I got it from jumble sales. Oh. I used to have a lovely home. But when George passed on, I came here. Nothing fitted. Oh, this'll see me out. I've lived past my time, and that's the truth.
What was so special about James Hamilton?
I've got to listen to my programme.
Thank you for this afternoon. I think you're very lucky to have had such an experience.
In one way. Certainly made the rest of it seem, well, dull.
How did you meet him?
Went to a party with George, my young man. It was for the boys going overseas. He was looking at me, so interested. I tried to look away from him, but I couldn't. Did feel silly. I knew what it was going to be. His eyes were wonderful. I can still remember them. I couldn't help thinking how he looked at me, how special it was, that look. People don't look at me like that often. They don't look at anyone like that often.
Did girls do it in those days, generally?
You'd be a fool not to when a man like James Hamilton asked you. You're a bit old-fashioned, you are.
How can you live without such passion?
You do. And what's more, you forget. Even the unforgettable in the end. You forget.
One thing I never understood. Seeing he died in 1916, why were the cards from your friends so jolly?
They didn't know about it.
Thank you, Alice. My friend Sylvie and I were very moved by your cards. You had a real passionate love affair. You're lucky.
Have a happy marriage.
And how does one do that?
Well, don't get in too much of a habit. Don't let things get too dull. That doesn't do love any good.
What were marriages like then, Alice?
Same as now. Love comes first in the house. And if it doesn't, you're in trouble.
You're all so inbred, you academics.
In other words, we roll in relativism like pigs in shit.
You don't need other words. What you've said will do.
Drink?
What preparations have you made?
For what?
Married life.
I've been to the dentist. Well, that's quite a feat, I can tell you. He's a sadist. He doesn't believe in injections. He gave my friend Stephen Pole a really horrendous time. As he was fainting with pain, he offered him a magazine to look at. This'll take your mind off it. It was Playboy.
So what's wrong with that?
Stephen Pole is gay.
Why are you marrying her?
I've always had it easy. My publications, the prizes, the travel. I can get no further. There's nothing for me to reach for anymore. That's why I want to be with somebody fresh.
But what do you like about her?
Her love of life is quite infectious. It cheers me up. You make Simon happy.
I can never forget...
I don't want to talk about it. Not ever.
Dear diary, I gave James Hamilton back to Alice. I made her see how special her love affair was. After all, it can still kindle a response in another modern woman. I felt an outsider, though. I couldn't get close to her. All I could do was ask questions. She's right. I do sound like a woman's page reporter.
I've just seen your mother puffing and blowing her way across the hall. She's wearing a vast makeup.
Oh, it's a bad sign. She's gone beyond the Valium zone. She's doing a lot of secret drinking.
She says old Bonham Hay's giving you away. What's he like?
No humour. Well, just a touch on a good day. Imagine a bad day.
At last. There you are. I do wish you'd get on.
Get on with what?
Well, just do something. Don't just stand about. Book a table at San Lorenzo's and take your bridesmaids out to lunch.
I've done that.
Well, just get on.
All right, Mummy.
Well, it's all too much. All of it. It always has been.
Do you think Valium is strong enough? I thought you'd be with Jerry.
I need some time to myself. He sort of takes you over. Even his way of talking is catching.
Hey, look on the bright side. He's rich.
I'm beginning to think I'm better, much better, with someone bad. I could tell Alex what I was thinking, wanting. Didn't matter. He made you feel all right about your bad side. There was nothing to ruin or lose because there was no perfection.
You still haven't a clue who's sending the cards, have you?
Alex could find meaning in catastrophe. The more bleak and mad a person's behaviour, the more sense he could make of it. It's rather comforting. He's attracted to chaos, poverty, the outsiders in society, as far as his work is concerned, that is. He's on the edge. His reality is the end of the line, 3 in the morning. Hangovers, pills, madhouses, whores, dying of cancer, loneliness. It's all that red hair.
Perhaps you quite liked it.
It was too much for me, too. He made me feel I wasn't alive enough. Jerry makes me feel ordinary. My mother makes me feel frightened. Even when Alex was rolling a cigarette, I had to watch him. There was something compelling about it. Whatever he did, he endowed it with energy and romance. Some of his moments of action were almost as good as his paintings. It's all that red hair.
Oh, come on, cheer up, Mummy. She's got a lovely ring.
Well, she needs something. The groom's slippery. Don't let the Bonham Hayes know.
Well, Jerry's family seem to have taken to V.
There's no mystery about it. They're all in love with him. Normally, they would resist any outsider, especially a new wife. But they've decided to accept Victoria. She will satisfy Jerry's middle-aged desire for company. And at the same time, she's not strong enough to take him away from them and change the status quo. Another girl might change things. My youngest daughter's meek. It's beautiful. The way he's retreated to the edges of his house, disturbing nothing.
Where did you hear that?
I hear plenty. Don't you worry.
You can't let every day disintegrate into dullness. That's what Alice was saying. James is a safe jewel, untouched by time, encapsulated in brightness, not allowed to deteriorate by everyday habit. Alice knows all about the growing dullness of an everyday that is never renewed, the violence it does to love. She found that out living with George Hunter. I've got more in common with Alice than I supposed. Love encapsulated by time. In a way, Alex is like James H., safe in the past. It can't go off. It's the ones that are with us that are the trouble. I've missed out. I've been fobbed off. Well, Jerry wants peace, not passion. Oh, why don't I bring out the passion in him? Lily does. There's something sexual about them, even when they quarrel, especially when they quarrel. But he doesn't want intensity anymore. And he's a man who only gets what he wants to get.
Where did you go today?
Well, didn't I tell you? I went to choose Mummy a dress.
With Mummy?
No.
You said you were meeting her.
Well, then I misheard your question. I'm sorry. Did you take the baby to the Railway Museum? It's a Didcot, isn't it?
You know it is.
Why are you marrying me? I mean, I'm in love with you. Is that enough? Well, perhaps that's enough. You could have chosen someone better looking, certainly better educated, even someone famous.
A film star, if I'm really lucky.
Is it because I come from an established family? Is that it? Why don't you answer?
Because you're being negative. It doesn't suit you.
You keep on touching them.
Who?
Lily.
Well, so I'm happy. I want to share it. How were you off to?
South London, 1915.
Jerry, look what baby's got.
Lily's back.
Come on.
Now, what have you got here?
Oh, yes, you can put here up for her. There they go, straight into each other's arms. Oh, this love on show, it makes me long to do something destructive. I know who's sending the cards.
Where did you get my address?
Your first wife. Your current one seems ignorant of your whereabouts. Does that bode ill for the new marriage?
What did she say? My first wife.
You were pretending to paint rude boys in Kentish town, but in reality you were having your idea of a good time. I am coke.
Good heavens, no. And I can't afford it. I sniff glue. It's cheaper than drugs. The thing is, I like a drink.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, do you think I'm old-fashioned? I'm not totally convinced by the glue thing, if you must know.
You're so much older than them. Do they trust you? Isn't it rather dangerous?
Not all the time. I give them money for speed. I prefer grass, of course, and I think that's past it, too.
It's very dirty here.
Yeah, it's rather nice, isn't it? Do you like the sweater? Belongs to Wild Hugh, who runs the squat. Feel the material.
The veins in your arms are big. I think the glue is probably a mistake. You look thinner. What are those newspapers for?
I sleep on them, actually. When I've had enough, I just go home.
Oh, the picture is marvellous.
I wondered when you get round to that. You're just the same. You go round the exterior, disapproving of everything, and only then can you come to the centre and approve.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
I'm not visiting. I've come for a certain postcard album.
It's under the newspapers.
Oh, there's only two left. 1936, dear Alice. Just a line to let you know we're having a gorgeous June. Perfect sunshine.
What is it that makes Mrs. Hunter no longer Miss Murray? Is the change reflected in the sender of the card?
Why does Lil choose weather and not fun?
Did you rub out the message on the postcard from France, the one with the bomb church? That could have been a message telling Alice of his death.
Of course I didn't rub anything out.
Why did you send them?
Let's talk about you, Smarty. I want to know why you wrote to all those film stars when you were a kid. Is that what you wanted to be, eh? A film star? Is it?
You're after my dreams again. You want to take them over, don't you?
So what? I've given you others.
It's a way to take people over, giving them dreams. So why did you send the cards?
Because those two knew a thing about love. About making it. You make it like you make anything. Even pastry, it's a practical thing. Then, if you're lucky, the other little touches come in.
Are you criticising my performance, then?
I take you to the fence, but you always shy back, like the horses you were so fond of.
You sound like D.H. Lawrence.
I wasn't thinking of the sexual aspect. There are parts of yourself that you just can't acknowledge.
Isn't that my business?
And mine. It means that you're only half alive. Why be like that?
Perhaps it's the fear of jumping the fence and finding nothing on the other side.
Oh, come on, you're braver than that.
So, the postcards were meant to take me to the fence again.
What does your fiancé think? Doesn't he expose the defensive act?
He doesn't question me, only sues. Exposing people is dangerous. Only in retrospect is it exhilarating. It's all right from the safety of Hazelmere.
Or Oxford. That sounds the same sort of thing.
Right of you to say that.
I took you further into yourself than you've been before.
You've never left me alone. You were always challenging me. You wanted to burn me down and reconstruct something better.
Wasn't there anything you liked about it then?
When I was in Paris, I began to despise my county mannerisms. You forced me to live for the moment. I tried to drop all preconceived ideas about how to get through the day.
You're doing what you're about to do for the wrong reasons.
Why shouldn't I marry? You do it enough.
Not that man. You want a man with more love, more threat. He's a deadly manipulative bastard.
Well, it would take you to see that.
Trouble, undoubtedly. You've chosen him so he can do your living for you. All you'll be in his life is an acquisition. Now, that's safe. To get rid of safety.
Why do you care?
Because once again, you're not being yourself. You're not giving yourself a chance to be alive. When I read that engagement notice in the Times, my heart sank.
Since when have you read the Times?
There was a sheet in my bed.
Why do you care? Why are you so interested in what happens to me? You happy with your wife?
Very. Let's go and have a drink.
I don't see your wife here.
She gives me space.
I think my marriage to Jerry will be very successful too. Different to yours. I can't think of any reason why I'd need space from him.
He'll answer all the questions for you. Keep you trapped in our academic life. You'll be dead in 2 years. Not officially. In every other way. You'll get stuffy. The professor's wife. Answering his letters, keeping people away. Still, you always had a strong streak of county to fall back on.
What are you offering me?
What do you mean?
It's all very well, people telling me to change my life, but what right have they if they aren't prepared to offer an alternative?
I just can't bear to see you go down the drain. Because you're scared, you'll settle for second best. Although I hesitate to say what you'll get with him. Let yourself fall in love for once. Trust it.
It's better when I think about you, Alex. Seeing you was a mistake. We had a good time.
A very nice, sweet little time. Didn't we? Do you want a drink?
No. I must go. Can I have the album?
Yes.
We'll say no more about it.
What?
The wedding. It's a present for your mother. Nothing to do with us or what our lives will be. Only 2.5 weeks to go. Your hands are cold.
Alexander sent the cards.
I know.
You know?
Well, I thought so. I'm not the only one with a past. You only had to tell me you went to London to see him. Not lie about mummy and dresses.
But I saw Alice that day. Oh, it just all seemed to go wrong. Lily coming here so beautiful.
So you found Alice?
No. I'm in her grave. Do you think passion lasts, Jerry? Or is it something people have just for a short time? I mean, does it automatically become just a habit like anything else?
Why are you asking me? Has Lily said something? You never want to trust Lily, by the way. Her view of the past is personal rather than collective.
Isn't everybody's? I was asking you because you're older than me.
Why? Are you trying to decide to go for the long term or short term? We're all right, V. Our love affair works particularly well in the areas we can't really define or control. It's burrowed deep like a mole, putting us together, making bonds out of sight. You make the mistake of thinking it only exists where you can see it. You're so full of light, V. So lovely to be with. Such innocent things give you pleasure. It's a rare quality. Oh, by the way, this came for you.
Oh.
Aren't you going to tell me what it is?
Oh, how wonderful. James Hamilton's diary from Alice.
Dear Victoria, I thought you'd like this. I never have been able to throw it away.
May 1st, 1916. Alice, this is for you.
I sit in the hut
waiting for Charlie to die. He's not in such pain now. I don't think he'll last. I try and recall your face, your body.
I've got your eyes.
Can't capture the mouth.
Then you're there, wonderfully clear, smiling at me. I long for your hands.
How they excite me.
Give me pleasure.
Charlie's
making a lot of noise now. I try and escape back to you. I've given him another shot. A terrible noise. Then he's gone. You're all blurred. Your features unsatisfactory. I must get them right. Oh, Alice. Thursday. Oh, I'd have met you, Alice. If I'd gone to the other end of the world, if I'd changed my name, if I'd married and had five children, I would still, at 7:28 on that particular evening, have held out my hand to you in that same way. Everything slowed down. Something lovely was happening. A glow came into the room. But we never touched. Then you said something. The resonance seemed to linger. You'd not taken your eyes from my face. From James to Alice.
From James to Alice was written by Patrice Chaplin. The part of Victoria was played by Morag Hood. Sylvia, Teresa Stretfield. Jerry, John Rowe. Victoria's mother, Margot Boyd. And Alex, Phil Patterson. Lily was played by Kate Harper. Simon, David McAllister. Mary, Patience Tomlinson. Colin, John Webb. James Hamilton and student, Andrew Seacombe. George and dressmaker, Crawford Logan. Alice was played by Catherine Parr. And as a girl, by Rosalind Adams. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.